Hello, Lighthouse Church family. Pastor Joel here. Just wanted to say thank you for tuning into another of our sermon podcasts. Hope there's a word for you today. Now, let's jump into your weekly dose of godly teaching for you.
Without any further ado, Daniel, can we just give a welcome to Daniel this morning? Let me just dismiss the kids with prayer. Lord, we just thank you this morning. We are in your presence. I thank you for each and every one here, for those that will be online, Lord, that are online this morning. We just thank you for those that will be online down the road. We thank you for your presence here and that you desire to speak into our hearts. Lord, we pray for the anointing of your Spirit upon every heart and upon the minds of each and every one, and on the spirits of each and every one, the spirit of each and every heart and soul. Lord, speak into their life. Speak into their life this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Kids, you're dismissed.
Check, mic, check, check. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning? Who loves to see the beautiful snow outside? Ain't it pretty? My name is Daniel. Thank you, Pastor Dave, for introducing me. I am the evangelist here at church. This morning, I want to give a warm welcome to my wife's aunt, Aunt Colleen. She's visiting us here this morning. For the first time, please give her a round of applause. It's an honor to have you here, Aunt Colleen. Thank you for coming. As well, if there's anybody visiting today for the first time, could you please raise your hand? Anybody for the first time? Well, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Who invited you this morning? I'm curious. You just came? Praise God. Amen. Welcome. Welcome. Amen. Good morning. So today, it is Happy Super Bowl Sunday. And like I said, I am the evangelist here, and today we're not going to just talk about football, but how many of you are here that are here are football fans? How many of you watch the Super Bowl just for the snacks or the commercials? Okay, we got a few. And how many of you don't care about the game at all but love Jesus? Amen, amen. So no matter what category you fall into, you're in the right place today. Because this morning, we're not just going to talk about football. We're going to be talking about the game of life, life's game plan. And at the end, I'll give you an opportunity for salvation or to mend things with God. And here is the big question. Who is calling the plays in your life? The text I'm going to focus on today is found in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. If we can turn there, please. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And this is the text I will focus on this message. When we're there, shout amen. All right, so it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. See, today we're going to explore three key principles from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 that will help us in the game of life. The first one is trusting the play caller. The second one is going to be avoiding the temptation to call your own plays. And the third one is submitting to God's playbook. Let's dive in. First one, trusting the play caller. God sees the whole field. In Proverbs 3, 5, the first part says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In the football analogy I'm going to use is the head coach. In football, the head coach is the mastermind behind the game plan. You see, on Sundays, usually teams play on Sunday. It could be Monday, it could be Thursday. But anyways, we'll stick to Sunday. When they play on Sunday, they have Monday off, they have Tuesday off, and they go back to work on Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. At 9:30 a.m., the team goes to the facility, and they sit in a room like this with a brick projector and with all the coaches in the front, and they go through the gameplay. They go through plays that they've played on that week, what has been successful, what they need to work on. And also, that day, they go through specifically strategy and game plan for that week coming up. So they know, the coaches know, the weaknesses and the strengths of the other team, of his own team, and he's the mastermind behind this game plan. He has studied the opponent and analyzed the strength of his own team. And he's crafted a strategy that's designated to lead to victory. And the quarterback, he plays a key role in executing this plan. But his success depends on one thing: listening to the coach. The head coach isn't just guessing when he calls the plays. He has a game plan. He's designed a strategy for the entire game, from kickoff to the last whistle. He has the experience. The coach has been studying for years, preparing for these games, especially decision-making under pressure. As well, he has the perspective. Usually in football, professional NFL teams, they have between 18 to 30 coaches per team. And some of them are on the sideline, and some of them are in boxes at the top. And from the sidelines or even the press box above the field, the coaches can see the entire game unfold. He knows where the defense is positioned, where the gaps are, and where adjustments need to be made. That's why the quarterback wears a headset, so he can receive direct instructions from the coach. Excuse me for a second. I'll show you what sort of I'm talking about. I brought some props with me. This is probably cool right here. Watch this. Look at this. This is a real professional football helmet. It's worn by my quarterback when I played football. And this is a headset that you can see some of the coaches on the sideline when they're speaking to the quarterback specifically. And what happens is when the coach speaks to the quarterback, inside this helmet, there's another headset that he receives the play. And it's instant. It's like a walkie-talkie, I'd say. In every NFL game, the quarterback has one of these headsets inside this helmet. And he hears the coach's voice calling the plays in from the sideline or even the box. Even the QB doesn't fully understand the play, but he must trust the coach's wisdom. The quarterback doesn't have to figure everything out on his own. His job is to listen and to execute. The quarterbacks trust the coach. A great quarterback isn't just talented, he is coachable. Even the greatest quarterbacks of all time, like Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, understand the importance of trusting the coach's wisdom. They know success comes from sticking to the plan and not trying to wing it on their own. When a quarterback follows a play call, the team works together in unity. The strategy unfolds as planned. The chances of victory increase. But what happens if the quarterback ignores the coach and calls his own plays? Imagine this scenario. The coach calls a play through the headset. The quarterback hears it, but decides to ignore it. and he makes up a play on the fly, believing that his idea is better. The offense gets confused. The wide receivers don't know where to run. The linemen aren't blocking properly. And the defense takes advantage of this, causing an interception, a sack, or a turnover. What's the result? Chaos. The team is disorganized, out of sync. Confusion. The players don't know what to do because they aren't following the plan. And ultimately, defeat. The opposing team gains the upper hand, and the game is lost. This is exactly what happens in our spiritual lives when we ignore God's voice and try to run our own plays. Amen. God is our ultimate head coach. He has the game plan for our lives. He sees the bigger picture from an advantage point we can't. He knows the best path to victory. But too often we act like the stubborn rookie quarterback who thinks he knows better. God calls a play for our life, but we hesitate. He says, trust me, but we try to take control. He says, wait, but we rush ahead. He says, forgive, but we hold on to grudges. He says, step out into faith, but we stay where it's comfortable. And just like in football, when we ignore the play call from the coach, our lives fall into chaos, confusion, and struggle. But when we listen, when we trust God's game plan, he leads us to victory. Amen. A quarterback's job isn't to question the coach. It's to trust and execute the play. In the same way, our job isn't to figure everything out on our own, but to trust God's wisdom. Listen to his voice and follow his instructions and his direction. Are you listening to your head coach today? Are you still trying to call your own plays? The path to victory starts with trust and faith in Jesus Christ and him crucified. Let's listen to God's voice and follow his plan. Amen? We can see a biblical example in the Bible in Abraham. Abraham trusts God. If we turn to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. It says, the Lord had said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on earth will be blessed through you. So Abram departed as the Lord had instructed, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he left Haran. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 said, God said to Abraham, go to your country, your people, your father's household, and the land I will show you. Notice, God didn't give no details, no map, no GPS, no 5-year plan. He just said, go. How many of us just struggle when God tells us to step out into faith without all the answers? Maybe he's telling you to get a new job, start a ministry, or mend a broken relationship, but you hesitate because you don't see the full picture. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, so Abram went as the Lord had told him. No arguing, no delay, he simply obeyed. Let's be real. How many of us would hesitate? God, where exactly am I going? How will I survive? What if I fail? But Abraham trusted God's play call without hesitation. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, we see the blessing. Because of Abraham's obedience, God made a powerful promise. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. His faith didn't just impact his own life. It changed generations. What if your obedience today to God's call is the key to blessing your family, your community, or even your generation? Maybe you're standing at a crossroad today. God is calling you to step out, serve in ministry, forgive someone, start a business, move to a new place. It may not all make sense, but like Abraham, trust the play call. God sees the full game, even when you don't. God never fails. If he calls you, he will provide for you. The question is, will you step out in faith like Abraham? Do you trust the play caller? The quarterback has the ball, but the coach has the strategy. And without that connection, things fall apart. That's why we need a headset. It's a lifeline to the head coach's voice, guiding him through every play, every decision, and every moment of the game. We have to listen closely to God, our ultimate coach. How do we stay in tune with God's voice? It's not as complicated as it may seem. Just like the quarterback can hear the coach clearly when the headset is on, we can hear God's voice clearly when we spend time in prayer, talking to God and waiting and hearing for his response. We can also hear God's voice clearly when we read his word. The Bible is full of play calls that guide us through life. Be still and quiet. Sometimes we need to turn down noise from our busy lives just to hear God clearly. Seek godly counsel. Just like the quarterback might ask advice from the other players, the other coaches, we can lean on someone who's following God's game plan. Amen? So today, I want you to ask yourself, am I in tune with God's voice? The second point I want to make this morning is avoiding the temptation to call your own plays. In Proverbs 3, verses 5, the second part says, do not depend on your own understanding. Football is a game of precision and teamwork. One wrong decision can lead to disaster. In football, it's a game of inches, and people sometimes don't realize that. Even if you could be standing on the line, you take 6 inches this way or 6 inches this way, it could lead to a victory or defeat. It is that close. And a perfect example of this play is a broken play. When a quarterback ignores the play call and tries to improvise on his own, the results can be devastating. He might take a sack, get tackled from behind the line, losing yards. He might throw an interception, turning the ball over to the opponent, or he might lose the game on one play. When the quarterback trusts himself more than the coach, he often makes mistakes that could have been avoided. This is exactly what happens in our spiritual lives when we ignore God's guidance. God calls us to trust him, but we take matters into our own hands. God tells us to be patient, but we rush ahead and make bad decisions. God warns us about sin, but we think we can handle it, and we end up in trouble. If we can turn to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. It says, There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. When we ignore God's play call, we set up ourselves for failure. Just like the quarterback when he ignores the coach's voice. But there is good news. God can redeem a broken play. In football, sometimes a play can be recovered. The quarterback might scramble and find a person and find an open receiver and still make something happen. In life, even if we mess up, God can still redeem us. Jonah ran from God's play call, but God gave him a second chance. Peter denied Jesus 3 times, but God restored him and used him mightily. The prodigal son ignored his father's wisdom, but he returned home, and his father welcomed him with open arms. In Psalm 37, verse 23 and 24, it says, Psalm 37, 23 and 24, "The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand." Even when we break the play, God's grace can bring us back on track. Are you following God's play call, or are you running your own broken plays? If you've ignored his voice, it's not too late. Turn back to him, trust his plan, and he will lead you to victory. But what if the problem isn't just ignoring the play call? Imagine this, a football team shows up on game day with a basketball playbook. The quarterback goes in the huddle and calls out, "All right, guys, fast break, dribble down the field and shoot a three." The linemen are setting picks instead of blocking. The wide receivers are trying to dunk the ball over the crossbar. What's going to happen? The crowd is going to be confused. The coach will be furious. And the team will ultimately be humiliated. Why? Because you cannot win a football game with a basketball playbook. And the same true is in life. Too many people are trying to win life while following the wrong playbook. Some follow the world's playbook, chasing money, status, and success. Some follow their own emotions, making bad decisions based on feelings instead of faith. Some follow culture's advice, doing what is popular instead of what is right. But here's the truth. You can't win in life without God's word. Amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Amen. Psalm 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." God's word is the only playbook that leads to victory. Even when we've been following the wrong playbook, God gives us a way out. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right." When we follow God's playbook, we step into his blessings and his purpose for our lives. Are you listening to God's play call, or are you following the right playbook? If you've been running broken plays or using the wrong game plan, it's time to get back to God's word. Trust his voice, follow his playbook, and start to step into victory. Amen? The third point I want to reach and speak to you about is submitting to God's playbook ultimately leads to victory. In Proverbs 3, verses, chapters 3, verses 6, it says, "In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." The championship teams have a couple secrets. I'm going to tell you some of them. And the secret of how to win a championship in life is simple. If you ever watched a championship team, whether it's a Super Bowl or any other major sporting event, you'll notice something about their success. They trust the strategy, even when it gets tough. They don't abandon the game plan in the middle of a game. They don't panic when things get difficult. They keep executing no matter the obstacles they face. It's the teams that stick to the game plan that often win championships. They don't get distracted by short-term setbacks or try to improvise when things get tough or rough. Instead, they trust the wisdom of the coach and believe in the game plan that would lead them to victory. The same goes for trusting God's strategy in life. When things are going well, it's easy to trust God's strategy. But when the game gets tough, when life throws us challenges, disappointments, or confusion, that's when we need to lean on the game plan even more. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and hope." But here's the thing. God's plan isn't always the easiest or the most immediate solution. Just like the quarterback might face pressure from the defense, we will face trials and setbacks and obstacles in life. But if we trust God's strategy, ultimately we'll experience victory. Amen. Championship teams trust the strategy even when it's tough. Why? Because they know that their coach has a bigger picture. He can see the entire field, knows the opponent's weakness, and understands the strength of his own team. Likewise, God sees the big picture of our lives. He knows where the defense is lined up. He knows what plays will succeed, and he knows how to lead us to victory even when it gets going rough and when it's tough. But here's the key. Just like the quarterback needs to follow the play call, we need to follow God's lead. When we trust his playbook, we can move forward with confidence even when the game gets tough. See, what is the secret of a championship team? Trusting the coach, sticking to the game plan, and executing with strategy. Even when things look grim, even when the opponent seems unbeatable, even when it feels like victory is out of reach, they find a way. And this is the secret for us to win in life. Trusting God's word, his promises, and wisdom is our playbook. Listening to God's voice, the Holy Spirit is our headset, guiding us through every single decision. Obeying God's plan, following his directions step by step, even if we don't fully understand the bigger picture. And Romans 8:28 reminds us, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." When we trust and obey God's game plan, no matter how tough the game gets, we know that he is working everything together for our good, and victory is unavoidable. One of the greatest Super Bowl moments in history happened in Super Bowl 51 when the New England Patriots were down 28-3 against the Atlanta Falcons. It looked like the game was over. The Falcons had dominated most of the game, and no team had ever come back from such a deficit in Super Bowl history. Most teams in that situation would have panicked, given up, and abandoned the coach's strategy. But the Patriots, they didn't give up. They trusted their coach's game plan. At halftime, the Patriots were losing so badly, Coach Belichick still didn't change his strategy. He told his team, trust the plan, stay disciplined, and take it one play at a time. And Tom Brady remained calm, and the comeback began. Life can be overwhelming, like we're too far behind to win. Maybe you've been praying without answers or facing a trial that just seems impossible. It's easy to feel like giving up, but what if God's plan isn't finished yet? The Patriots couldn't see the win at halftime, but they trusted their coach. Likewise, we don't always see God's victory right away. But Galatians 6:9 reminds us not to give up because God always comes through. It says, so let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. If the Patriots had abandoned the game plan, they would have lost. If we abandon God's game plan, we miss out on his victory. We've been talking about trusting the play caller and following God's game plan, even when it's tough. But there is no greater example of this than Jesus himself. The night before he went to the cross, Jesus faced the hardest moment of his entire life. He knew what was coming: pain, suffering, betrayal, and death. And yet, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. Jesus, knowing what was ahead, still submitted to God's plan. Imagine a quarterback in the final moments of a championship game. The pressure is overwhelming. The opposing team is closing. He knows that the next play could decide everything. Jesus was in that moment, but the stakes were infinitely higher. It wasn't just about a game. It was about our salvation. He knew he would suffer. He knew he would be beaten and mocked. He knew he would carry out the weight of sin. And yet, he still chose to follow God's plan. Let's be honest. Submission is hard. We all want to do our things our own way. We want our own playbook. But Jesus, the Son of God, gave us the greatest example of humility and trust in the Father's plan. He could have said, I'll do this my way. He could have called the legions of angels to stop it. But instead he said, not my will, but yours be done. Why? Because he knew that God's plan was greater than the pain. He trusted the victory was on the other side of struggle. Because Jesus obeyed God's plan, he secured the greatest victory in history, our salvation. Amen. His death paid for our sins. His resurrection defeated death. His obedience made a way for us to have eternal life. Just like a team follows the coach's strategy to victory, Jesus followed God's strategy to redeem us. The cross looked like defeat, but it was actually the greatest win ever. Are you trusting him, or are you giving up too soon? Stay faithful, because the greatest comeback is coming. Even if you've ignored God's play call before, he allows comebacks. Amen. Praise God. And with this, I will close. A quick recap. The first thing we talked about was trust the play caller. God sees the full picture. The second thing is don't call your own plays. Our understanding is limited. Submit to God's playbook. He leads to victory. I want to challenge you this week. I have a challenge for you. Ask yourself, who's really calling the plays in your life? Are you making decisions based on desires, pressure from others, or society's expectations? Spend time in prayer, asking God to lead you and to lead your decisions before making a major or a minor life choice. Take time to pray. Seek God's wisdom. Listen for his guidance and trust that he sees the whole field of your life before you do. Memorize Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, and commit to the following God's game plan. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. This verse reminds us to trust in the Lord wholeheartedly rather than relying on our own understanding. When we submit to him, he promises to make our path straight. Make it a habit to meditate on these words and apply them daily, ensuring that God remains the true play caller in your life. Victory starts when you trust the word of God over the voice of fear. Amen. Can I please get to your feet? Can I get the worship team to come up here? Now, with every eye closed, every head bowed, I want to ask you something. Are you part of God's team? Being a team means belonging. But the greatest team you can be a part of is the family of God. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, I want you to know that he's inviting you to join his team today. Romans 10, verses 9 and 6 says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. If you've been feeling lost, alone, or without purpose, Jesus is calling you. He died on the cross for your sins and rose again so that you can have eternal life. and be part of His family. This is the greatest decision you can ever make in your life. Fully, truly, with all your heart, giving your life to Jesus. This was the greatest decision I ever made in my life. Today can be the day that you can start living for God and change your old ways. Have a purpose in your life. Today's the day you can start listening to the head coach, to the ultimate head coach, God. Like I said before, it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows, but I promise you, I'm telling you, it'll be worth it. All the problems, all the weight of your problems, Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Meaning, I'll take it on for you. You don't got to do it on your own. If you make this decision today to turn from your old ways and follow Him, I invite you to raise your hand as high as you can. Amen. 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 I see a lot of hands. Anyone else? Also, if you want to mend things with God, now is the time to take that step of faith. Also, if there's anything you need prayer for, if you raise your hand, if you want to make mend things with God, if you want prayer, I invite you to take that step of faith and come meet me at the altar. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for each and every single one of you that wants prayer. Amen. Welcome. Welcome. Come. If there's a battle in your heart, the Holy Spirit is saying, come. Come. The altar is open. Come to the altar. Amen. If you raise your hand, I want you to repeat this prayer with me as loud as you can. Lord Jesus, I recognize that I need you. I confess my sins and ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for me and rose again. Today I choose to follow you and be part of your family. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, welcome to God's family. You are now part of the greatest team in history, the body of Christ.
Pastor Joel here. Thanks again for tuning into this sermon podcast. Just a reminder to come join us 10 a.m. Sundays, either in person or live streamed at lighthouseniagara.com. God bless and have a great day.